Wings of the wind, and I'll be with the Father.
Now my
Danny Carell, I'm gonna fly away on the wings of the wind. I'm gonna join my Father when he calls. That's right, this here is a program about the love of Jesus Christ. That's what this entire program is dedicated to, and I trust that you find Jesus Christ to be a reality in your life. Close from the Father, God in heaven, through his Son Jesus, who died on the cross, so you can have life. I believe it. My name is Larry Black. And there's Danny Carell. He is going to sing Living Water. In that song, it says if you were thirsty for life, if you really want to know what life is all about, I like the part where 3,000 people in Australia at a live Noel Suzuki concert go, ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
The mob really gave us a shot.
Another.
At 3 o'clock, the jailer threw us in a cell block.
Uh-huh.
And then the Lord sent this 12 o'clock shot. And now we're watching the jailhouse rock. We're making this jailhouse rock.
That is rock and roll. The Father told me to do. And he said to come and live and die for you, so you can have life. That's what Kelly Willard sings about. That's what the majority of these songs on the Larry Black Show are all about. The Father. You say you haven't found that yet? You haven't found the one that you truly love, or that truly loves you enough for you to be able to say those words, blame it on the one I love? Jesus Christ said, I came. All you got to do is accept it.
You're on the Larry Black Show.
The LBS magazine. I'll give you the address in just a minute. These are the Imperials of the Larry Black Show. Matter of fact, it's Post Office Box 25210, Nashville, Tennessee. Living without your love was like never living or existing at all. 37202. That's the address. Larry Black Show, Nashville, Tennessee. Post Office Box 25210. You got it, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Gary Dunham. Somebody believed.
Abraham believed.
Mr. Gary Dunham. From a brand new Gary Dunham album on New Packs, and it's called Somebody Believed. I sure am glad they did. Somebody believed enough so that they brought me the message of Jesus Christ that changed my life and totally rearranged it and gave purpose and meaning to it. Unconditional love, without strings, except to follow him.
Thought I was bad at saying,
you know what? God does not want to take away your personality. He doesn't want to take away who you are. He created you that way. That's our show. Welcome in here. We got ourselves programmed just for you. Of course, you got to choose up sides.
Travel all around the world when it's all.
about the song. A group called Hope has recorded it, and I get the opportunity to play it. That's one of those questions only you can answer. Which side are you on? The Bible says you can't look at the outward appearance of man and determine that, because God looks at the heart, and he knows what the inside is saying and doing. A guy by the name of David Meese plays a hot piano if you ever see him in concert. Writes some pretty good stuff. Sings some pretty good songs. Oh, yeah. He keeps asking those questions that I keep asking. Are you ready? I like that little down-home country kicking. If you're thirsty, Don Francisco says, come drink of the living water that Jesus Christ offers.
Oh, if you're thirsty, come to the water.
Don Francisco from his Got to Tell Somebody album.
You can have no
water. And if you're thirsty, the Son of God says, come by here and drink of me. Randy's a gutsy singer. I like it. It's called Jesus Revive Me. Of the most recent album, the Heroes album number 10, has this song on it. It's called Jesus Is Love by the Commodores.
Father, help your children.
Commodores. Of the Larry Black Show. Jesus Is Love. The love of the Father. His son so he could die so that you could have life. And he stands with open arms saying, come to me.
The truth will set you
the truth that I am in love with Jesus Christ.
You're with the Larry Black Show.
That's the question for you to answer. What are you going to do when the party's over? Your life one big party? Whole life's a stage and everybody's an actor, but what are you going to do when the curtain drops? When you come back for your encore and your final bow, and the curtain closes forever, what are you going to do? Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah. I am.
I believe it's coming. Thank you for listening to this half hour of the Larry Black Show. If there's any way I can help you, I would love to. Pray for you? I believe in that. I sure do. I believe God can absolutely flat out turn your life around. And if you need help with that, I'll be more than happy to do whatever I can. The only answers I've got are biblical answers. If that kind of turns you off, I'm really sorry, but I believe the Bible to be the truth. So let me help. He sent his son to die for you. My name is Larry Black, Post Office Box 25210. That's Nashville, Tennessee 37202. The Larry Black Show. P.O. Box 25210. Nashville, Tennessee 37202. God bless you. Just tuning in, the Larry Black Show for the very first time ever comes to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Recorded weekly at a radio station called WKDF. And then sent out to about 110 cities out there somewhere. You're one of them. If you'd like to write, I'll give you an address in just a little bit. Larry
Black. This is the Larry Black Show.
Let me tell you. But I'll keep that proverbial light in my window. I sure will. I'll let it shine, shine, shine. This has been more. He's probably been less a time or two. But right now, he's been more.
Someone is friendless, cannot find
something in your window.
Keep the light, keep the light.
Listen to me, David, listen.
I tell you, this is the light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine. If you remember James and Bobby Purify, he was Bobby of James and Bobby. His name is Ben Moore. And I'm gonna keep a light in my window. You're listening to the Larry Black Show. Bob and James Farrell, Farrell and Farrell, make me ready. Well, let's break away with a little car music in Bethlehem. A long time ago.
But a long time ago in a land called Bethlehem.
A land called Bethlehem.
Hey, from Oklahoma City, his name is Carmen. He's brand new on the scene. And a long time ago it happened in Bethlehem.
I thank the Lord for all he's done in giving us this rap. So everybody come on and join with me. And let's give God a hand clap. All right.
What I have is new lives for old. Because the father said, son, tell them about my son. Tell them he'll change their lives.
They say he ran a carnival.
That's Wayne Watson. I've got new lives for old because that's what my father said to offer you. Is there a way I can help? If you'd like to know how the show's supported, write and ask for a newsletter. Larry Black Show, Post Office Box 25210, Nashville, Tennessee 37202. Matter of fact, that particular sign kind of developed around Larry Norman. Because he would always point to heaven when people started applauding him, saying, no, it doesn't go to me, it goes to him, up yonder. This is Steve Camp, sounding a whole lot of times like the man you just heard, Larry Norman, on the Larry Black Show.
Some people want to live within the sound of chapel bells.
In the meantime, you can also turn to Jesus Christ, who said, I came to give you life. He said, you can lean on me. I can handle it. I'll get in the yoke with you. I'll walk with you.
Heard it said, oh. You're with the Larry Black Show.
Don't forget, coming up this half hour, going to be a little mini-feature from Charles Scott Ross, former host of what developed into this present program, The Larry Black Show.
He was standing in the...
Well, I'll let you know all about that. This is Michael W. Smith from a brand new album called The Michael W. Smith Project. The Race
is on. We're in it.
This is the Larry Black Show.
I got the music of a Sweet Comfort Band of the Larry Black Show. I'm going to tell you where you can write in just a minute. Right now, we're running to win the prize of the Most High God. Sounds awesome, doesn't it?
I'm going to win the prize. I mean, it's better than a Grammy or an Oscar.
I'm young and strong and ready to go. Oh, I keep running.
Yes, I will. Said that you're the son of the Most High Living God, and that sounds awfully awesome. You also said you were my brother. You're my Lord and my Savior. You're the lily of the valley and the bright morning star, and you're my brother. So that if I come to the Father through you, I become a co-inheritor of all that you have and all that you are and all that you did. And you said that when you left to be with the Father, greater things than you did would we do. And I pray for that sort of power in my life. If you're looking for that kind of power, God said it's available to you through His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit here on earth. The race is on. Get in it.